This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Aerosmith, huh? All right. Welcome back in on a Reaction Monday. Remember, we are out early here on The Drive, 5 o'clock, the coach's show with D'Amico Ryan. So stay tuned for that as he is excited, should be excited, and ready for the postseason. Three straight years that the Texans have made it to the playoffs. This year, 0-3, 3-5, they rattle off 9 in a row to make a hell of a run. And one of the sexy picks to get to the Super Bowl out of the AFC this year. So big time for D'Amico, and we'll hear from him coming up here in the 5 o'clock hour as the coaches show will follow us as we're off early. All right. It is around that time where we do our little weekend's best, weekend's worst. What was the best thing you saw in the weekend? What was the worst? I'll start with myself. The best, my weekend's best was Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett. There's some Aggie fans around here who are big fans of Myles Garrett, but he set the NFL single season sack record. With 23 sacks, and they stopped the game for him, and with about 5 minutes left, and I know that seemed to piss off some of the Bengals as they spoke about it afterwards. But damn it, the Cleveland Browns don't get much. All right, they fired everybody afterwards. They can't seem to be able to get the quarterback thing right, or just anything right in general. But they got Myles Garrett right, and. He is the undoubted defensive player of the year. We know he will win that award. And there was some thoughts coming into the season. Who was the best defensive player in football? It is clear he is that. And to be able to do what he has been able to do, to get 23 sacks, to set the sack record, and Clint, I don't know how many of you all out there can name other Cleveland Browns up and down their front seven or on their defensive line, but you know, coming in every game, every snap, they are trying to take Myles Garrett away, and they can't.
Right?
I think he's got like a couple 5-sack games in there this year too. So. Myles Garrett to break Michael Strahan's record. I thought it was funny a couple of weeks ago. Michael Strahan came back from break on Fox and said it was good to know you, sack record, because he was going to break it. So Myles Garrett, congratulations. Best thing I saw weekend's best was Myles Garrett breaking the sack record.
Any issue with it being a 17-game season instead of 16? I mean, not issue, but just, I mean, you're in your mind, do you look at it and go, it's a little, takes a little of the sting away.
I don't know. He had it. Like, he was one away a couple of weeks ago. Right. I don't know. I, no, it, it was, It doesn't, to me, doesn't change me, man. I think it's just impressive. Just like, I mean, I've watched him, man. He's getting double, triple teamed. I mean, there were times they were showing it yesterday, Clint. I checked out that for some reason. They had about three different people hit him multiple times as he's coming off the line of scrimmage. A tight end, a running back, a tackle, a guard. Like, it was just.
Well, you want to talk about a guy that's getting all that PFF grades, and they talk about guys getting double and triple teams. That there ain't no doubt about it. That one gets the attention. My weekend's best. I'm gonna go back to the college football ranks, right? Texas Tech head coach Ron Joey McGuire. I don't know if he flipped this guy or not, but if you watch Texas Tech, it was clear that, no disrespect, but it was clear that they needed a quarterback. It was clear that their quarterback was, I think it was clear that their quarterback was just, when it comes to the other quarterbacks in the college football playoffs, I think that he was lacking. One place Texas Tech could get significantly better, I think, is at the quarterback position. And the number one portal quarterback in college football was a kid out of Cincinnati. And this kid, I don't know if you've seen him play, Ron. I've seen some highlights, but this kid apparently is the real deal. Brendan Sorsby. And he was thought to be Lane Kiffin's guy, right? He was thought to be hook, line, and sinker. Came down between LSU and Texas Tech. He took both visits and was thought to be, this is an LSU guy, no doubt. And Joey McGuire and that oil money up there at Texas Tech flip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At least right now, the word on the street is that he's flipped and he's going to be the next Texas Tech quarterback. So big shout out to the Red Raiders up there. Big shout out for getting
they're
in,
making it happen.
Man, they're making it happen. They got
they
you know
ran when into some oil or something.
Yeah, well, they got one guy up there, a former player that sold his company is footing the bill for all of this. But it's what it's all about, man. It's what it's all about. If you were in one of them mid-range schools and you want to make the jump to where you can pay for guys like this. It's thought to be in the range of $5 million a year for Brendan Sorsby, the number one portal quarterback. But big shout out to Texas Tech for getting in this year, making that big time jump, and then obviously fixing your problems immediately in the transfer portal, taking advantage of the portal and NIL.
I don't know what the hell happened to him in Miami against Oregon, but
Well, that was I mean, you know, when you look at kind of how that thing went down, I think there's several reasons. I'm not blaming it all on the quarterback. I would never do that, being a former quarterback. But, I mean, I think it was clear, like, it was a better quarterback and that would be a different team. Now, they got to do something at the skill positions. They got to get more skill. But, I mean, that
they didn't look that bad all year. Now, Oregon's a better team, but yeah. I wouldn't say – like, Oregon, they're not a dominant team, right? Like, I mean, James Madison walked up and down the field on them at times. I believe their worst game offensively. They couldn't score. Like, you ever watch a game where you don't really have a dog in the fight? I'm sure you have as a quarterback, but he threw a pick in the corner of the end zone, and it pissed me off. Like, it pissed. And yeah. I got no dog in the fight. It pissed me off. Like, I don't know what he
Welcome
was
Welcome to my
at.
World. Every time I turn the TV on, if it's football, I get pissed off at some guy I don't even know.
What he was looking at. But, yeah. But they're making it work. Boy, these last couple of years, they are spending that money getting players to Lubbock. All right, my weekend's worst is just this. The Texans are a bit involved in this, but it's even worse on the other side in the NFC. The worst thing for me is the NFC South, they're allowed to host a playoff game. And the Carolina Panthers are the ones that get to do it. They're 8-9, and they're going to host the 12-5 Rams. Right, and I still think are they double digit underdogs? I think it was 10 or something last I saw. I think that I think they're going to get beat down by the Rams. The Rams may be the best team in football, but I think it is just ridiculous that there just should be something. Man, if you're under 500, man, you don't get to host playoff games. Like I don't care, you know, if you won your division or not. That to me, the Rams should not have to travel to Charlotte to face this team. And again, like I think the Texans, if they would have had to play the Ravens, a team they had already beaten on the road, that's a 9-win team, I think that would have been an issue. But this has got to be something they potentially look at, man. This is just the Panthers hosting the Rams is ridiculous.
I don't know how you fix it. I think I heard you mention that the NBA.
Yeah, just you know, I think you just go to seeding with the best records.
Like, I mean, I like the idea, but then what do you do? You just do away with divisions at that point in time? Because obviously winning the division, being the best in the division doesn't matter.
I think it's a big hurdle. I think maybe you can say you automatically get in if you win your division,
right,
but the seeding stays the same based off the record. Right? Like you automatically, you if you won your division, you get in, but if you're sitting at 8-9, you don't become the 4 seed. You're the 7th seed.
Yeah, it's fair.
That is like they've done it with the college football playoff. They all of a sudden just say, oh yeah, the top four teams that are that won their conference get byes. Now they've changed it up and said no, the top four ranked teams, regardless if you won your conference.
Right.
All right,
right.
What's your weekend's
worth? Real quick, I'm gonna go. I retweeted this and just said donkey. The Notre Dame head basketball coach having to be restrained by his damn near his entire team and I don't even know what happened. I didn't care what the hell happened.
Well, they called a foul on a 3-point shot, and he lost his.
I mean, Micah Shrewsbury. I mean, he had to be like not restrained, but I mean, he had to be held back by multiple players from chasing refs.
I think restraint's good.
But like that is just one. Like I don't even know the guy. I don't have any skin in the game with Notre Dame basketball. But to watch a coach do that is cringeworthy. So I'm going to go with Micah Shrewsbury, the head basketball coach at Notre Dame for my weekend.
Yeah, he lost his mind. All right, what you got coming up in the four?
All right, did the Texans' approach to the game Sunday surprise you? Every Texans fan that I talked to that pays attention closely was like, "What in the hell is going on the field?" They got away with the win, but either way it goes. Did it concern you? Did you have any thoughts? We'll cuss and discuss the Reaction Monday, baby. We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.